Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and today, for this episode, we're going to talk about the hidden fine print. You heard that correctly, the hidden fine print. And I bet you're wondering what it is that I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about conflict of interest. Because the truth be told, it is a hidden fine print. And why do I say that? Because at the end of the day, how many of us actually read the fine print of any documents that we're given? You know, when we go buy a car, there's that fine print. Or when you decide that you want a new credit card, there's that fine print. We don't typically read the fine print. Or, you know, when you hear a commercial on the radio, right? They tell you the lovely commercial, and then they have that fine print that they go through really fast, really, really fast. Well, the conflict of interest is almost something similar, except it's not fine print. It really is in big, bold letters. It's a document that every nonprofit should have. Every nonprofit should have a conflict of interest policy. Just for our purposes today, I'm going to give you the meaning of conflict of interest. It is a situation in which a person is in a position to derive personal benefit from actions or decisions made in their official capacity. So in other words, if you have board members that are there and something comes up regarding any type of funding, whether it's grants or whether it's a fundraiser, and they can benefit from that particular grant, or they can benefit from that fundraiser, that is a huge conflict of interest. And that is the reason why you need to have that policy in place and that every board member should actually sign that policy as they come aboard. Conflict of interest are a clash that most often occurs between requirements and interest. Various types of conflicts of interest can occur because of the nature of the relationships versus the rules of the organizations or federal and state laws. This is why you have to be mindful of who you put on your board. And this is also why it really shouldn't be a best friend or a family member, because in the interest of the organization, they have to be able to put whatever biases they have, anything that could be in their favor to the side to do what is right for the organization. People can easily become biased or even have an unfair preference because of small things like friendship, food, or flattery. Or they may be influenced to make a decision because of the potential to gain power, prestige, or money. Conflicts can occur when an individual makes or influences a decision that does so for some personal gain that may be unfair, unethical, or even at times illegal. The important part is what you do in each of those situations. Do you allow your family, friendship, financial, or inside knowledge affect your actions? If you do, you could be violating state statute and organization policy. And you want to be mindful of that. You really do, because there are times where, and I've seen this happen, where a nonprofit may have a board member on their board, right? And then they will take from, then that same board member may have maybe a wife or a friend who works for their organization. And the nonprofit will go and hire said wife or said friend for their organization. There's a fine line there, because at the end of the day, that board member is still in their favor. Why? Because their organization is, not only are they either the CEO or a part of this organization, but then they have this member who is, so even though this person is getting paid, technically, technically it's a win-win for the organization of this board member, as well as the person who's being hired. So you have to be mindful of what that looks like. You have to put some strict policies in place when it comes to actually using your board members' organizations as a way to benefit your nonprofit. Because it doesn't say that you can't do that, but you got to be mindful of the money that could exchange hands as it relates to that nonprofit and as it relates to that board member. And so the National Council of Nonprofits, which I a lot of times like to go to, they state that a policy governing conflicts of interest is perhaps the most important policy a nonprofit board can adopt. To have the most impact, the policy should be in writing, and the board and staff should review the policy regularly. A lot of nonprofits do not do that. They may have the policy there. You may see it in the beginning, and then it disappears somewhere down the road. This is something that you should be looking at on a regular basis, because you really want to make sure that as you are governing your board, as the board is governing your nonprofit, and as the board is giving you guidance, that there is nothing that could objectively influence their decisions, right? You want this to be clear. You want your nonprofit to succeed. And part of that is making sure that you have policies in place. So we're going to continue this conversation when we come back from a 30-second commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. Okay, so welcome back. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and we're talking about the hidden fine print. And that would be the conflict of interest policy. So as I stated previously, the conflict of interest policy per the National Councils of Nonprofit is probably one of the most important policies a nonprofit board can and should adopt. So what should be included, you know, in this policy? Well, for one, you definitely want to include several things. A conflict of interest policy should require those with a conflict or who think they may have a conflict to disclose the conflict or potential conflict. In other words, if a board member knows that they have a conflict, they need to disclose that to the board. And that should be in your policy for them to sign. Because once they sign it, it does become a legal document. Number two, It should also prohibit interested board members from voting on any matter in which there is a conflict. You don't want your board member voting on something that they know they have a conflict with. You really, because it does not do the nonprofit any good for a board member to vote on something that could end up in their favor, right? I mean, there's quite a bit of examples out there. You can look at, you know, how our Congress, how our agencies, government agencies are certainly operating. And I'm fine line because I really don't want to get into the politics of all of that. But you, there are examples all around us that how conflict can really cause some issues and division. So beyond those two basic things, the other thing you want to keep in mind is that when you're filling out your 990s, because every year, like we have to fill out our personal taxes, nonprofits have to fill out 990s. There is a question that is asked on the 990s about your written conflict of interest, but also about the process that the nonprofit uses to manage conflicts. And IRS wants to know, how is the nonprofit determining whether board members have conflict of interest? This is part of your 990. So you got to make sure that you have a written policy in place. Number two, there are some state laws that govern nonprofit corporations, including provisions describing what must be included in your nonprofit conflict of interest policy. So you need to get with your state to see, is there something that the state requires in your nonprofit, conflict of interest policy? Every state is different, but you want to make sure that you've checked with your state to see what is included. And what you need to also know that conflicts that are not managed can result in significant penalties. And these penalties can be assessed against the person who benefits as well as against the organization. And this is something that the IRS has on their website. Or you can actually get with your attorney if you have one, which I suggest you do, or your CPA, which I also suggest that you have one. Here are things that I want you to keep in mind as something to do consistently in your board meetings. At least, if not quarterly, at least yearly, review the conflict of interest policy. You want to talk about the conflict of interest policy as a part of your board meetings. You definitely want to make sure in your minutes, again, this is your secretary or admin who should be a part of your board. It should reflect in your minutes whether a board member discloses that he or she had a conflict and how that conflict was managed. Because remember, your minutes are a legal document and something that the IRS can actually ask for. You also want to possibly include a questionnaire. Maybe circulate a questionnaire each year to find out whether the board member or staff member has a conflict of interest. And this questionnaire can actually ask particular questions that will allow them to disclose any existing conflicts. So this is something that you want to do consistently while you have your board members there, and even maybe a staff member. Because at the end of the day, remember, grants are competitive. Funding is competitive. So you want to make sure that the people that are on your board, that are surrounding you, are people that are honest, have integrity, and your conflict of interest policy will ensure that. But if you're not enforcing it, if you're not having them sign something when they come aboard, if you're not reading this on a quarterly or even on a yearly basis, if you're not asking the questions, this could be detrimental to your nonprofit. I do know of nonprofits that have had monies or have lost monies or have had their grants pulled because of major conflicts between the board and their staff as it relates to funding. We're talking millions of dollars have been lost because they did not follow their conflict of interest policy. Either they had one, because you have to have one for the IRS in order to become a 501c3, but it was hidden. It was hidden somewhere behind a bunch of other pieces of paper. So I implore you, I encourage you to make sure that you make this a policy and that it becomes something that you look at on a regular basis. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit. To receive a free 25-minute consultation with me, please visit my website at www.sandrachaney.com. And remember this, an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. See you next week.